Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Yesterday we had two protests about our health system. One by GPs was covered on this programme. The other last night by Patients First, which is a new alliance also covered on this programme last week. A new alliance of patients groups and unions. Drive Time's health policy analyst Sarah Burke was at both and she's here with me now. First of all, the GP protest. Your thoughts, your views?
Well, as stated yesterday by Danielle Barron, who was covering it for you, it was the first time in the history of the state, I think, that GPs, they didn't quite march on the Dáil, but were protesting outside the Dáil. I was just standing on the sidelines watching and listening. They're a very unlikely group of protesters, the GPs. It was very tame and polite, really. And interestingly, I thought very old and male, the cohort who were there, and it was just about 200 people, given how predominant females are among the GP group now. I think GPs have an extremely valid point to make, that not enough money is spent on GP and primary care, that they're underutilised and under-resourced, that in some circumstances, it can take months or years to get that essential scan or test for their patient, which is absolutely unacceptable. That patients are left out of hospital without proper referral letters to the GPs. GPs don't know what drugs they're on and yet they're expected to manage them in the community. So there's huge amount of issues there that could be improved upon. I'm not sure yesterday's protest communicated that to me.
Dr. Stephen Murphy is the executive committee member with the National Association of GPs. Now, he outlined their concerns in yesterday's Morning Ireland.
What's wrong is that we've had years of successive cutbacks. General practice has taken more hits than any part of the other, any other portion of the health service. And we've had more than 40% taken out of the GP budget. We are struggling to survive, in a nutshell.
What do you want?
We want resourcing. We need more GPs. We need more facilities to enable us to hold on to the GPs that we have. We need more access to hospital services so that we can investigate our patients. We need to be able to retain and hold on to the GPs that we have, the practice staff that we have, the practice nurses that we have, so that we can continue to provide the service that we've been endeavouring to provide for the last 10 years.
Sarah, is he right, Dr. Stephen Murphy there? Have GPs, has general practice taken an unfair hit? 40% was what he said, wasn't it, that they've taken over the last few years?
OK, let's start with the 40% maybe. I've spent hours previously and also today trying to get the bottom of these figures. I've addressed them on the programme before and been challenged by GPs. No matter who I talked to or how much time I spent on it, I couldn't get to that 40% figure. They have had huge cutbacks, as have many other parts of the health system over the last 5 years. Anyway, I counted it, I got between a 22 and a 30% cutback. They are providing care to over 500,000 more people because more people are covered by GP visit cards and the medical card system. But I can't reach their 40% figure. And in a way, I feel that doesn't do them any favours to be putting figures out there that they or I can't substantiate. Mm-hmm. And also, they're saying they've been hit more than any other portion of the health system. I just did rough and ready figures, say, on the likes of St James's Hospital today, which is the biggest hospital in the state. It's had similar budget cuts and it too is providing very much more care to more people. But also there are aspects of the health system that have just been eliminated. There's traveller health projects, there's community health projects for migrants that just don't have a budget anymore. So I think GPs could do themselves, could sell their argument better in that, yes, they have had a huge...
So they have a case, but you believe they're overstating that case?
I think they're overstating their cuts, and also that if they framed it more on patient issues and in the public interest, rather than what I hear, which comes across as their self-interest, that they could do much better. But I do think they are the solution. They are the key to solving the ills of the health system, but they need to frame it differently to get public and political support.
OK, I'm sure that's one we'll come back to again. again. You were at another meeting. This was a public meeting organised by the Patient First campaign in Talla last night. Just remind us what this campaign is about.
Yeah, this is a new forum of public and patient groups, union and patient groups coming together, asking for the public to speak out about their experiences of the public health system. It was a very small gathering in a pretty big room, so they must have been expecting more people. It was the fourth in a series of meetings held around the country over the last few weeks. We heard from the floor on really about people's poor experience of the health system, people being left on trolleys for too long, poor care in emergency departments, long waits for essential tests, not being able to get them because of cancellations, even for when people had conditions like cancer. Really, a lot of the stuff we talked about in the programme last week, Mary, about these blockages, these essential blockages in emergency departments. Also, a few people spoke about the absence of home care or not sufficient home care packages and people being left on hospital beds or ending up in nursing home beds. They are having more meetings. They have two next week, one on Monday in Letterkenny, another in Cork on Thursday. And interestingly, the week before the budget, they're holding their last meeting in the constituency of the minister in Blanchardstown. And if people are looking for information, I think patientsfirst.ie is their website.
Lots of health stories this week. Fergal Bauer has brought us news of the July performance report from the HSE earlier on in the week. Lots of sobering content in this about numbers on trolleys and numbers on waiting lists going up and up. What's your reading of it?
Well, if Leo Varadkar needed a stark reality of the challenges facing it, he gets it in the July HSE performance report. And he had flagged it before he came out about the indicators going in the wrong direction. And boy, are going in the wrong direction. I'll just pull out two sets very briefly, Mary, in relation to hospital waiting times, because these were key to James Riley's priorities. And we saw these headlines in the newspapers yesterday around 100% increase. This was in the numbers of people waiting for hospital treatment for over 9 months, which was the target James Riley set himself, but also in this huge increase in the numbers looking for an outpatient appointment in a hospital. And what happened was at the end of last year, we covered it on this programme, James Riley instructed health managers to throw money at the situation to get everything within this nine-month target. I got a late-night call from a media hander going, the minister's going to make a historic announcement in the Dáil about this. They did pretty much reach that target. But like everything else in the health system, if you just do this short-term fix, what's happened is 6 months later, those figures are right back up to where they were, or in some instances worse than where they were a year ago. In a way, it reflects the chaos that was there under the reign of James Riley, the challenges that face Leo Varadkar in the head. There was some good news in the report. Absenteeism in the health system is at an all-time low, for the first time below 4%.
Okay, but if you talk in money terms, still on target for an overrun, a deficit of 500 million.
But perhaps it's good ammunition for the health minister in these crucial weeks in the run-up to the health
Sarah
budget.
Sarah Burke, thank you very much. Sarah Burke, our health policy analyst at 6 minutes.